Okay, the copies I gave out is on one topic, which is not a Yayin Nesach topic. However, in learning the Yamid, I came to a fascinating Tosfos that I'd like to talk about. So, and that is a Yayin Nesach topic. So I'd like to share with you what Tosfos says here. I remind you that I mentioned when we started these sugyas that the Balei Tosfos were wine merchants, and the sugyas here are different. Even the Gemara is different. It goes from one story to another. And Tosfos talks about a lot of practical halacha lemaisos that come up. There's a Tosfos here, which is not typical. It doesn't go on words of the Gemara. It starts, Kosav Hariyar Zerua. He says, starts from a psak halacha that they're quoting. And in the second line, he says the chiddush of this Tosfos, that if a guy goes over to a Jew's wine to get him angry, and he's menasach the wine, he knows that if a guy plays around with a Jew's wine, it becomes treif. So the guy goes to the guy to Jew's wine, and he's menasach it purposely. So Tosfos says you're allowed to drink it. You're allowed to drink the wine. Now Tosfos' lashon is, Ichazino ledaite devik achavim shenoga b'yene shal Yisrael kidei lachisa yulav sidai. You see a guy, he touches a Jew's wine just to get him angry and cause him a loss. Shari afilu b'shtia. Not only allowed to sell it, you're even allowed to drink it. The kahai gabna legozu rabbana. In such a case, they weren't guys. Now, how do you understand? What's the reason for the heter? What's the hesber?
He doesn't really mean it.
That's what it's about.
What? Not Yayin, but not Yayin. Yayin has to become. But by Yayin, the whole parak is that Yayin becomes the whole sugi of Yayin Nesef. That's not that way by Yayin. There's no Shaila that the Menasef Yayin Shachaveirai. It's called Hezek Shein and Nicker, but it's Hezek. It's Asur. Menasef Yayin, there's no Shaila that it's Asur. What he Tosfos here is saying is he does it lahachis that it's mutter. Now some lamdonim in back of me is saying God's a swara to it. The way I understood the Tosfos was not that. I understood that it's sort of a escape clause in the gzeira. The whole Yayin Nesef is a drabanim. Right, we're not talking that he was actually menasach lavay desire. We're talking that he touched the Jew's wine. So the way I understood it, we want to prevent goyim from doing it. And since we want to prevent goyim from doing it, that's why Chazal said if the guy does it purposely, it's us. That's the way I understood. At the end of Tosfos brings a ma'isa. Chekasa b'tshuva pamachas hayaboyrish al Yisrael mola yayin. Imagine, he has his whole harvest, he squeezed the wine, he's got his whole pit full of wine. And somebody, the anas echad, sounds like someone who was gishmad, came and he put his hand into it, lahachis. There was a zaken, yirei shemayim. Shesoyfei nerega kiddush Hashem. I guess he's proving that he was a tzaddik. V'shamanu shalakach min hayayim b'kli, he says that he dafka drank it in front of this person. This person went lahachis to make the Jews wine aser, and he dafka drank it in front of him to show its mutter. See, a mask and taste seems to say, like I'm saying, that it's done to protect the yid's wine. That's the way I would understand. This is the chiddush of Tosfos. If a guy does the lahachis, it's mutter. Now this Tosfos is brought by the Ramah in Kuf Chav Dalet, the end of Kuf Chav Dalet. He brings it simply, Ayvi kechavi shenoga b'yenish yisrael lahachis, kidei la'israyalav, afilu einam yaidim kein, elo b'umdenais, even if you're not positive, you're just assuming that he did it lahachis, mutter afilu b'shtia. Yesh ashtaisai b'fnei ayvi kechavim, kidei she'ilai agilu asman b'kach. That's what Tosfos says. That dafki drink it in front of him. If a guy does a lahachis, so we dafki drink it in front of him, we show him it's mutter. All right, so this is all, it's nice, it's a cooler, and we could all live with it. The Nekudas HaKesef brings a Maisa that happened with the Shach himself. The Shach writes that Maisa Hoya B'Yoisi B'Medinas Merin. I don't know, where's Merin? Anybody know where the city is, or country? It's okay, I'm not the only one. What? Merin?
Baltimore.
Like that. All right, anyway, B'Yoisi B'Medinas Merin. So the Shach writes, Maisa Hoya. V'noga over kuchavim b'yedi. A guy touched my wine. So lo ritzisi lishtais. I wasn't going to drink this wine. The guy touched my wine. So the guy said, v'omre elai b'zeh haloshen. The guy said to me, the guy's teaching the shach, yeah? He says, shesei, drink it. The yayim mutter. You're allowed to drink that wine. Shal avichem yegetcha. He says, go tell your father. He knew psukim also. Shu mutter. Basher asisi lach yisecha. The guy told the shach, you're allowed to drink this stuff. I did it only to get you angry. Kedei shalai tishta. Ubay salahach, it's mutter. At kan devara, he's calling the guy. He says, the guy told me, it's mutter. Go ask your father, it's mutter. So he asked his father. Sha'alti es pi hagoin avimai rizal. So some of the clues, I guess, written by the shach's son, or some written by the shach. Maybe it's the shach's son. Anyway, he asked his father. Heichon dinai. So what would you say? Huh? What'd you say? It's mutter. Huh? Oh, you have to think like a ganav to chap, right? So he said, Va'amar, listen to what he said. Va'amar, so his father said, Hayayin is aser. The tama de mutter mishundais lahachis. When's the mutter? He won't get you angry. This guy wanted to get you angry. He's telling you it's mutter. What's going on in his mind? Kibishi hadea dinai imkein loyos lahachis. So why did he do it? He did it. He didn't do a lahachis. The chayzer le'isser harishayin, ki lo'loy asa lahachis. Fapish lahachis mutal ishtaisai, afilu shalai b'fnei ayvek hechavim, mishum shalai kivin da'itai l'na'asech, rak sh'asa lahachis, imkein hachinami. So now the son, the saying, so the father said it's awesome. Because he knew he knew he's going to tell you it's mutal. He didn't do a lahachis, he did it for some other reason. So the Shach's son answers back, Hachinami le'kivin le'nasech, lach laharais ech shi'edei adinai. He says, why did the guy do it? Try to figure out why the guy did this. So he says, the guy wanted to show off, he knows the halacha. So if he wants to show off, he knows the halacha, so then it should be mutter. So trying to figure out why the guy did it, you understand? If the guy did it lahachis, it would be mutter. But since he told me, must be he didn't do it lahachis. So why did he do it? So there's two possibilities. Either did it because he's talking in love with Avodah Zarah, then it's Asa. But maybe he did it to show me that he knows the halacha, and then what should be the din? If he didn't do a lahachis, he did it to show me he knows the halacha, so he says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Yeah. Oh, so he's saying the longest he said before. So it seems... I don't know. The way I understood, we're matal lahachis. Why? Because we don't want goyim being menasech everywhere, so he made an exception. So that's true. Then this cheshbon doesn't make any sense. So if he did a lahachis, what?
He's doing it to show off.
Yes, if he did, not only that, if he doesn't show off, we didn't make an exception for people who do it to show off. So it must be like you're saying.
The shach said that he said to him, I did it to get you angry.
He's saying, I did it to get you angry.
So therefore, he did it.
But if you tell him I did it to get you angry, and it's mutter, it's not going to get him angry.
Except the shach didn't know that it was mutter until he told it to him that it was.
But why did he tell him if he wanted to get him angry? Why did he tell him it's mutter?
He wants to show he's smarter than him.
He wants to show he's smarter than him. That's good.
That's what it says. He thought he was
going to
get angry.
So why did he tell him it's mutter? He should have let him think it's mutter.
He must see it that he's going to get angry, but he had to go into the shach. So there is no...
I don't know. I don't see so much. Is it similar to the following? Tell me if this is similar. I was thinking that this is similar to a very controversial marsha. The marsha in Baba Basra. In Chumash, you remember, there's a case of a Mekoshe Sheitzim. Somebody's Mechal Shabbos in the Midbar. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? So lock him up. I have to ask God what I'm going to do to him. So the question is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu ask God? Everybody knows Mechal Shabbos, and he had Hasra. Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Beskila. So why did Rabbi Yishon have to ask by the Makash? So the Marsha says that the Makashish Cheshbon was this. The Makashish, it's Machlekes in the Gemara which Malachi he did. Let's say he cut wood. So when the Makashish cut the wood, why did he cut the wood? So Marsha says that he wanted to show Klal Yisrael Musar. He's a Musarnik. So he wanted to show Klal Yisrael that it's serious. If you Machal Shabbos, you get Misa. So he went, he cut wood, not because he needed the wood. He went and he cut the wood to show Yidden that if you Machal Shabbos, you get Misa. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to figure out, what's a Shaila? It's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's a Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, the Masha says, because he didn't need the wood. You only chayav on Shabbos for Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. You cut wood because you need wood. He cut the wood because he wanted to show everybody.
But he needed the wood to show everybody.
What? Well, Masha, that's a good time. Masha says he didn't need the wood. He just wanted to cut the wood to show Klal Yisrael the halacha. Masha says the Moshe Tzricha L'Gufa. That's why he has to revive the Shalaylam. The question is what God answered. Masha seems to say that it was a Rasha. So the tumult on this Masha is that I remember Rabbi Yechazan when I was in Ashir. So we got into a little Shabbos in the beginning of Bava Kama. There's a few lines of Shabbos. So he said that doesn't make sense, this Masha. The Makashish needed the wood. He wanted to be Mechal Shabbos and Chayav Misa. That's what he wanted. In order to be Mechal Shabbos and Chayav Misa, you need to need the wood. So his whole purpose was to need the wood. He needed the wood, not to burn the wood, he needed the wood because he had to need the wood in order to be Chayav Misa. What? That's not called needing the wood. It's not needing wood for a normal use. Not cool. But he had to need it for needle use. You understand that this is the shakl of Atari. Okay. Now is that similar to this guy in the story? The guy in the story, he was Menasach the Yayin. Why was he Menasach the Yayin? Because he wanted to be Menasach the Yayin to show the Yid that he knows the halacha, that when you menasach yayin lahachis, that it's mutter. Remember, the same as the Masha? So he was menasach the yayin lahachis in order to show he knows the din. No? So he was menasach yayin lahachis to show that he knows the din, that if you menasach yayin lahachis, that it's mutter. So, what?
If he's a menasach the yayin, then it's
awesome. My problem, the way I understood Tosis, Lahachis is an exception because we don't want Goyim going around doing it. So, what's the heter that he did it to show that he knows the din? That's my problem with the Shach. So I'm telling you because since he did it to show he knows the din, so the same as the Tain against the Mashah. If you're doing it to show the din, then you're doing it for the din. So you understand? If you're doing it lahachis because you want to show him the din, that means you're doing it lahachis. But you see, there's a gzera derabbanan when a guy puts his hand in. There's a gzera derabbanan. If he's menasech, that's also menatayr. It's a gzera derabbanan when he does it deliberately in order when he just touches it. Except in that derabbanan, when he does it just to touch it, there's an exception of lahachis.
So,
because this Mashah, that's what Chalukah Day is.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, it's just interesting the Shakla Vitaria here. I'm not sure on Maskana, but. It's a fascinating the Kudus HaKesef. Okay, I've got the Shabbos to everybody.